promises of God, he gives us salvation from hell only through Jesus Christ. Psalm 27:1 The Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? Psalm 55:16 is for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Psalm 103:4 Who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. Matthew 16:17 Jesus answered and said to him, Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. 25 For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Matthew 25:46 And these will go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. Luke 9:56 For the Son of Man did not come to destroy man's life, but to save them. John 3:15 That whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. 16 For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. 17 For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. 18 And he who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. 36 He who believes in the Son has everlasting life, and he who does not believe the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. John 5:24 Most assuredly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life, and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life. 39 You search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and these are they which testify of me. 40 But you are not willing to come to me that you may have life. John 6:47 Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me has everlasting life. 48 I am the bread of life. 51 I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world. 54 Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. John 10:28 And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. 29 My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. 30 I and my Father are one. John 12:25 He who loves his life will lose it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. John 17:2 As you have given him authority over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him. 3 And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. Romans 5:7 For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die. 8 But God demonstrates his own love toward us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. 9 Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. 21 So that as sin reigned in death, even so grace might reign through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 6:23 For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 9:23 For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, 24 being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, 26 to demonstrate at the present time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Romans 10:9 That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. 10 For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. 12 For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. 13 For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. 1 Corinthians 1:30 But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption. 2 Corinthians 5:21 For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Ephesians 1:7 Inches him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. Colossians 1:14 Inches whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Colossians 2:13, and you being dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he is made alive together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. Titus 1:2 inches hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began, 3, but has in due time manifested his word through preaching, which was committed to me according to the commandment of God our Savior. Titus 3:5, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, 7, whom he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, 7, that having been justified by his grace we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life, Hebrews 9:12, not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood he entered the most holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption. 13, for if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer, sprinkling the unclean, sanctifies for the purifying of the flesh, 14, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? 15, and for this reason he is the mediator of the new covenant, by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions under the first covenant, that those who are called may receive the promise of the eternal inheritance. 2 Peter 3:9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. 1 John 2:25, and this is the promise that he has promised us, eternal life. 1 John 5:11, and this is the testimony, that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. 12, he who has the Son has life, he who does not have the Son of God does not have life. 13, these things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God. 20, and we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding, that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, in his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life.